Hello, everyone. Welcome to Practical Life Tips Season 2. We took last week off mostly because I was traveling and I didn't have time to record high-quality podcasts, so I didn't want to leave you guys with something subpar. So we just decided to take the week off and regroup. It is Sunday, and I have two call-ins that I wanted to go ahead and answer today, and then we will jump right back into Practical Life Tips tomorrow. So let's go ahead and start with this first call-in.
I made a podcast recently about motivation and things like that, and I'm only 14 years old, and I was wondering, how do you get your podcast big? How do you get it out there so people can hear it and learn those tips from you?
Well, first of all, congratulations on creating a podcast at 14. That shows a lot of initiative right there, so I think you're on the right path. As far as getting it out and having a lot of people hear it, the first thing you need to really just concentrate on is creating really great content. And this might be for a month or so. Create as much content as you can off the bat. Really work on getting that formula down so that it comes very naturally to you. And then once you're ready to start promoting it, Anchor is a great place to do it because you can syndicate your podcast to a lot of other channels, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, etc. And the thing that I think a lot of people miss out on is actually telling people in real life to listen to their podcasts and sharing it with them. So the people you're in school with, talk to them, make sure that they know you have a podcast, maybe have them on the podcast so they feel included on it, and spread the word that way. Figure out what they like to hear and create content that provides value for those people, for the people in your peer group, for the people in your demographic, and just don't give up. The biggest thing with any sort of creation and being a creator is consistency, creating really great content over and over and not giving up when you feel like the world's against you or you feel like maybe your content isn't good enough. Just push through those barriers, keep going, and keep podcasting.
Hey Willie, this is Lasha. Just wanted to call in and say that I'm a huge fan of the Practical Life Tips podcast you got going on here, and I look forward to all the episodes that you publish. So I'm calling in to ask a question also regarding sleeping and power naps in particular. So I find myself in a situation where I often need to get some power naps in, or rather, whatever naps you want to call them, in order for me able to be functional, waking up after a couple hours in order to get some work done, or if I have some commitments that I need to wake up for, or get as much rest as possible on a short time period. So thanks for the help in advance, and looking forward to your response.
Hey, Lasha, thanks for the call-in. I love the question about power naps because I think rest and sleeping is such an important thing that a lot of us kind of overlook or look at it as a weakness of having to sleep. When in fact, whether you're trying to get focused and perform better at work or at the gym, sleep is an absolutely essential part of that formula. So figuring out how to get to sleep quickly and how to wake up and just go about everyday life and crush it is super important. I actually want to dive into this a little bit more maybe this week, but I will tell you these two things that have helped me. One, the quick power nap, which is 10 minutes or under, is very helpful to me. What I actually try to do is I try to drink coffee or some sort of caffeine right before I fall asleep. I fall asleep for no more than 10 to 12 minutes, and then when I wake up, the caffeine's kicked in, I have that short amount of rest, and I am good to go. The other thing, for falling asleep for longer periods of time, I find it very helpful to come up with some sort of routine before bed that kind of preps your body to know that it's time to go to sleep, and then you can kind of invoke this routine even if it's not your normal bedtime. For me, it's actually just reading, like laying down, reading, making it darker than normal, maybe listening to a little bit of music, and that's my formula for going to sleep. So no matter where I am, if I'm traveling, if I have jet lag, generally if I lay down, if I start reading, if I turn off the lights and just read by like the backlight of my Kindle, generally I fall asleep. And so coming up with whatever it is and practicing that routine to help you fall asleep and getting your body in the habit of it, which can take a little while, right? But condition yourself around a routine for bed, for sleep. And I think that might help with being able to kind of trick your body into catching sleep when you need it. Hopefully that's helpful. I can dive into these a little bit more this week because, I do think this is a really interesting topic, just sleep in general, because we're always talking about hustling and productivity. But what's the back end of that, right? What's going on behind the scenes? And that is sleep. So check in this week. I'll try to touch on that. And otherwise, have a wonderful day. Thank you guys all for listening in and for putting up with me with that week off. Call and let me know what other tips you'd like to hear. Share your tips with me. And we will see you tomorrow with another practical life tip.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.